شكرا سيادة الرئيسة.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is important to recognize the need to strengthen the capacities of the international community to provide effective assistance in connection with the implementation of Article 7. States parties during the previous review conference agreed to implement this article and considered detailed mechanisms for assistance and cooperation. Despite all of the agreements that were reached, there are still many challenges remaining to strengthen measures and mechanisms related to providing necessary and urgent assistance to countries in situations of violation of the Convention and the use of biological weapons. Implementation of Article 7 is directly connected to implementation of Article 10. There are two elements in Article 7, preparation and response. And Article 10 provides for a permanent approach to provide general assistance, including through bolstering national capacities in the area of prevention and response, whether facing natural or man-made outbreaks or the use of biological weapons. Now, we believe that clear measures should be taken, and we need a specific mechanism in order to help countries present requests for assistance in cases of the use of biological weapons, including the creation of a database and mutual assistance between countries. And we stress that this assistance should be provided quickly when a country is a victim of the violation of the convention. Regional and multilateral cooperation is necessary to provide assistance at the appropriate time, even before submitting a request to the Security Council, even then there's no institutional mechanism under the Convention to carry out activities under Article 7. The United Nations can play the role of a coordinating organization, ensuring assistance through relevant competent organizations, while preserving the mandate of individual organizations like the WHO, FAO, and others. And this also requires additional levels of cooperation and dialogue to find the best possible mechanisms for cooperation between states parties and international organizations. Madam Chair, we believe that it is necessary to strengthen the investigative mechanism of the UN Secretary General. This is an international mechanism that gives us the possibility to carry out investigations up until the point we find an appropriate solution to the situation. We need to benefit from the support of international organizations to build our